A small New Jersey shore community on a barrier island has petitioned to de-annex from a township to join a neighboring town. South Seaside Park recently won a New Jersey Supreme Court decision to break away from Berkeley Township. WHYY's Kenneth Burns traveled to Ocean County to learn why residents of South Seaside Park feel disconnected from their current township.
Donald Whiteman has lived in South Seaside Park for his entire life.
This is the house I grew up in right here.
Oh, nice.
In the Cape Cod.
He's driving us in his jitney to the Barnegat Bay side of South Seaside Park. We arrived at the Island Beach State Park Marina to look across to Berkeley Township. The rest of Berkeley Township.
See that big antenna?
Yeah.
With the lights on it. The town goes from there over to about there.
Right where it looks like the water tower is, like, right in the middle?
Beyond that.
Okay.
A little bit beyond that.
Whiteman says he and his neighbors have to drive 16 miles through five towns to reach Berkeley Township on the mainland. That's part of the reason South Seaside Park residents want to de-annex from Berkeley Township and join the borough of Seaside Park, the town directly north of the neighborhood. Whiteman says the township has not been able to adequately serve South Seaside Park. He gave the example of a snowstorm one winter when some residents got stuck in their homes.
And it took them 3 days to plow them out. When the next town up had their streets all done, these people couldn't get out for 3 days.
In addition to that, Whiteman says South Seaside Park residents hardly ever travel the distance to Berkeley. There is simply no connection.
How often do we go shopping over there? We don't. Do we go to grocery store? No, we go to the grocery store up here on Seaside Heights, or we go to the Tom's River.
Berkeley Township Mayor John Bacchione disagreed with the reason South Seaside Park residents put forth to break away from his town. He says the court ignored Berkeley's arguments that it would face hardship.
South Seaside Park is 10.43% of our tax base, which is a huge number. I think it's going to have a bit of an impact on our tax base.
The court found that the loss in tax revenue will be mitigated by the cost savings by not providing services to South Seaside Park. Overall, Bacchione is taking the possible breakup well.
We wish everyone well. I mean, we're all in the same team here. We're all Ocean County residents.
Now it's the borough of Seaside Park's turn. They will ultimately decide whether to accept South Seaside Park as part of its footprint. Mayor John Peterson declined to comment, citing that the borough is going through its due diligence process. Whiteman hopes that the petition will be accepted. From Ocean County, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.